Thank you, Gentry, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m. And we're joined again by Brian Termail, Vice President of Public Affairs and Workforce at the Associated General Contractors of America. We're going to be talking about construction work and the need for workers. And I know that recently there was a survey that says here, specifically in Illinois, companies are really having a hard time finding workers.
No, that's absolutely right. Brian, we take a look at, you know, where our members are when it comes to their expectations for the year and how tight it is for them to find enough workers. And, you know, nationwide, 80% of our members tell us they're having a hard time finding construction workers to hire. And that's a similar challenge in Illinois. In addition to all the federal investments that are being made in infrastructure, in green energy and semiconductor plants, your state is actually doing a great job in terms of investing in rebuilding the state structures and its road and highway and transit network. So there's a decent amount of demand for construction across the country in Illinois. The challenge is that there aren't enough workers to do the work, right? So oftentimes our members tell us, and I was in Illinois earlier this year, a lot of our members were talking about how they actually are passing on bidding on projects because they don't have enough people to do the work. So what that means is, let's say your local school district and you wanted to rebuild that high school and you want to get it done over the summer so that when the students come back in the fall, they've got a fancy new gym, you know, they've got some better computer labs, maybe they've got, you know, we would hope, a welding training center, something like that. But if they only got two bids instead of four for that work, because people don't have enough workers, and those bids came in more expensive than they originally anticipated, then they're going to take some of the bells and whistles off that high school, or they're just going to say, you know what, we're going to put this project on the shelf and maybe we'll get to it next year. That's the problem that workforce shortages cause.
And construction adds so much not only to the local economy, but the state economy. And it's a very important industry.
Well, if you think about construction, it is the measure of economic activity, right? Like if there's no construction activity, that's kind of a sign that the economy is not going anywhere. Because what happens when you have economic activity? You've got a new manufacturing facility that comes in, or you've got that old plant that's maybe 40, 50 years old that they need to kind of retool and rejigger to sort of, you know, improve the product. You've got, you know, if your population is growing, you've got new housing needs, you've got new shopping needs. You know, if you've got improving medical facilities, you've got to fix up that older hospital or build new outpatient centers. Local universities, you know, all of them are in a competition for kind of a shrinking college student population, and all of them are investing in improving their facilities to make them more attractive. If we're not doing these things, if we're not building these facilities, if we're not expanding that housing, then we're not growing as an economy. So when you think about construction, I mean, it's kind of cliche, Brian, but it really is the foundation for all other economic activity.
Well, and the need for workers continues to increase. New workers are needed, and you're probably kind of scratching your head right now trying to figure out in which direction that you can help fill some of these vacancies.
Well, we kind of know the answer. The question is getting policymakers to sign on, right? There's two things, actually three things, Brian, that we need to do. First and foremost, of course, is we need to invest in what they now call career and technical education. I knew it as vocational ed many years ago when I was a student. And if you look at how much the government invests in exposing high school students, for example, to careers in construction or manufacturing, it's actually less in actual dollars. None of this sort of fake Washington and inflation adjusted, but in actual dollars, we spend less on career and technical education today than we did in 2001. And when you look at that in those spending compared to how much the government spends to encourage every student to go to college, accumulate a bunch of debt, and then, you know, end up in some fluorescent lit tube farm. For every dollar they invest in career and technical education, the government spends at least $4 telling kids they should go to college, and that's only a path to success. So we need to reinvigorate that domestic pipeline. But we know it's going to take years, Brian, right? We took decades to kind of dismantle vocational education. It'll take, even if we get all the funding we need tomorrow, it'll take a couple of years to fix that. So in the meantime, we need to allow more people to lawfully come into the country and work in construction while we rebuild that domestic pipeline. What does that mean? We need more visa programs. Maybe a dedicated construction-specific visa program that's trackable, it's temporary, and it's taxable, right? Right now, frankly, because we don't invest in career and technical education and because we don't have these visa programs, what happens? And we're talking about this all the time now, is that we've got a large pool of undocumented workers, and we know that some of them are working in construction. Well, it's kind of bonkers to have all these people working for us, and we don't know where they're from, and we don't know how to tax them. So let's create a visa program instead. And then the third thing we need to do is obviously secure the border so that we don't have any more undocumented workers coming in, and instead let people come in the right way.
Any other thoughts on that issue as well? Because I think there's some concerns out there or a little fear out of some of these companies about that portion of it.
Well, but I think the other thing we need to understand is, you know, let's make a decision about, we've got, your best estimates are between 15 and 20 million undocumented, call them illegal, whatever you want to call them, workers in the United States. Now, I think everyone agrees that we need to get the bad guys out of the country. Now, obviously, there's some differences about how we do it. But, if you're an illegal immigrant and you're engaged in criminal activity, you need to leave. If you're an illegal immigrant and a judge has ordered you to leave the country, you need to leave. If you're an illegal immigrant and you're a threat to national security, you need to leave. And, I think the policy fights are how we get them out. But for the rest, the vast majority of people who, yes, they committed this original sin of coming into this country without permission, they've been ever since then putting their boots on every morning, showing up to work, working hard, and helping, literally in some cases, build the American dream. Are we really going to kick those people out of the country, or should we instead, put them on a pathway? They got to earn it, maybe a penalty they pay to become lawful. That doesn't necessarily mean citizens, but lawful, lawful legal status in this country where we can track them, we know their background, and we can tax them. Instead of having all these workers whose status is tenuous, who can easily be exploited and then workers who are from this country or legal status, let's put these undocumented workers on a path to legal status. Let's get rid of the bad ones, and then let's take the ones who've been working hard, just trying to be involved in our economy, and give them a pathway so that we don't have to worry that they may be exploited and outcompeting us.
Well, Brian, as our time is winding down today, let's just talk about where people can find out more and what our listeners can do as an individual out there to maybe let their voice be known.
Sure. If you want to make sure that there are enough workers out there, first and foremost, workers from the U.S., but in the meantime, while we rebuild that pipeline, lawful, trackable, taxable workers in this country, you can visit a website we created called workforcedoneright.org. Again, all one word, workforcedoneright.org. And you can learn more about this issue. And if you're interested in telling your elected officials, hey, let's make sure we got enough people to keep our economy growing, there's a button you can click right there to contact your members of Congress. I don't have my member of Congress on speed dial. I think most people don't have them on speed dial. You don't need to worry about that. Just click the button. It'll pull up your members of Congress, and you can shoot them a note and say, hey, let's invest in our children, and let's find a better way to bring people lawfully in the country in the meantime to keep our economy building.
Brian, always great to chat with you. Come back in the future. Keep us updated on this, and if we can be of help, we'll be there for you.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.